In my last commentary, I talked about the TRU program and the Cheshire Correctional Institution in Connecticut. It's a program where young prisoners 18 to 25 years old are housed together along with a small group of older prisoners who basically run the unit and serve as mentors. The president of the union representing correction officers in Connecticut, a guy named Rudy Jamarsh, is skeptical of TRU. He feels there is a lack of structure in the program. Specifically, he criticizes TRU's disciplinary tactics. Punishments can include doing push-ups, learning dictionary words, and being fined instead of being sent to solitary confinement and revoking phone and commissary access. Correction officers are used to using harsh disciplinary tactics, including yelling and using sticks and mace. That's what they do here at Great Meadow Correctional Facility. But it doesn't work. The level of violence here at this facility is unremitting. So, where is the deterrent effect of solitary confinement, sticks, mace, and revoking phone and commissary access? Correction officers use these tactics because they're ignorant, poorly trained, unimaginative, and suffer personality disorders that make them abusive and sadistic. But now, let's look at TRU. In its first 2 years of existence, there hasn't been a single violent altercation in the program. It's acknowledged that this model has curbed violence in the prison. So, although critics like Rudy Jamarsh can cry about TRU being too loose, their criticism doesn't square with reality. The truth is that it's much easier for correction officers to be dickheads than to actually make a difference in someone else's life. Harsh disciplinary tactics aren't effective as proactive measures to improve prisoner behavior or correcting criminal tendencies. Such hard tactics are only reactive. So, regardless if TRU results in lower recidivism or if a participant in the program gets released and commits a serious crime, the program works in decreasing prison violence, which, in of itself, is a good thing for everyone but the abusive, sadistic, and unprofessional correction officers who have a need to be harsh, mean, and nasty. Decreased prison violence in the long run will translate into savings for the state. A program like TRU is a no-brainer. It's what real correction looks like, and I'm willing to bet it will lead to lower recidivism as well. This is Dante S. Mitchell, better known as Mfau Masekibu, reporting to you from Great Meadow Correctional Facility in Comstock, New York. Follow me on Facebook at Free Dante Mitchell. Thank you for listening, and God bless.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.